Hello and welcome to the Bridgewater Hall in Manchester, where tonight the Halle Orchestra and their music director Mark Elder are joined by the South Korean pianist Sunuk Kim to perform a true monolith from the piano repertoire, the second piano concerto by Brahms. And that's followed after the interval by the politically charged Second Symphony by Sibelius. Over the weekend, many of you will have heard the concerto finals from the Leeds International Piano Competition broadcast live here on Radio 3, in which the Halle and Mark Elder accompanied Federico Colli in his winning performance of Beethoven's Emperor Concerto. You can listen again to that at bbc.co.uk/radio3. 6 years ago, it was tonight's soloist, Sunuk Kim, who won the competition with the performance of the first piano concerto by Brahms. At just 18 years of age, Sunuk Kim was the youngest winner of the competition for 40 years and the very first winner from an Asian country. On Monday, he gave a recital in Manchester broadcast as part of our piano season on the BBC. And tonight, Sunuk tackles the immense second concerto by Brahms. Completed in 1881 in Vienna, it was first performed in Budapest in November of that year with Brahms himself as soloist. Brahms's music has sometimes been described as an expression of restrained passion, but that could equally be used to describe Brahms the man himself. Although biographers have long strived to reveal the true Brahms, in particular trying to squeeze out as much juice as possible regarding his relationship with Clara Schumann, the reality is that he remains something of an enigma, riddled with contradiction. Of course, Brahms himself was the main culprit behind these contradictions and riddles. A wickedly dry sense of humour and self-deprecation accompanies much of what he had to say about his music and composing in general, often belittling the concept of high art, mocking the reverential worship of the great composers. Yet at the same time, here was a man who managed to conquer the musical world in his lifetime, and surely this had to have been fuelled by immense self-assurance and a well-fed ego. In four movements, the second piano concerto is not really a textbook concerto at all, and perhaps it's better to think of this as more like a symphony with a prominent and tricky piano part. Of course, when I say prominent and tricky, such an understatement is my feeble attempt at Brahmsian humour, because this colossal concerto forces the soloist to explore the extremes of technical ability and musical intelligence. The simple innocence of the opening, just a brief conversation between horn and piano, gives nothing away as to what will unfold over the next four movements, a great voyage through a vast spectrum of technical challenges and emotions, yet always fettered by strict traditional forms. Perhaps it is the very definition of restrained passion. And now coming on to the stage, pianist Sunuk Kim with conductor Mark Elder, to perform Brahms' second piano concerto.